Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about the week of May 3rd through the 10th. This is going to give you your weekly perspective of the most important energy at play, and I will go do a general, and then I will do your individual signs. And then for a daily input, I post a daily every morning, and you can find that at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com, as well as all the social media sites. So that'll give you even more information on top of it. So what we have going on, first of all, Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, we have an awful lot of energy taking place. There's like a lot of activity between Mars and Pluto, and it looks positive to me. So this can be really good energy to get in there and dig through things, purge, clean out, make changes, be proactive about the things you want. It can also, because of where it's playing out, be a time where there's a lot of passion and activity going on a personal or physical level that is involving friends or things online or things in groups or at gatherings and that kind of thing. It can be focused on the passionate side of this, like I just said. So there might be intimacy, sexual attractions, and things like that going on. Or it could just be very motivating and powerful in as far as like we are trying to go deeper and make these changes, evolve the stories, transform things, empower, you know, all the positive Pluto topics. So Friday and Saturday, this looks really strong. If you're trying to do something to move that a little bit forward, then, you know, show up when you get invited out with your friends and, just as with always, if it's a Mars alignment, you do have to watch out for this could make it easier to fight. So, you know, do your best not to do that. Lean into the motivation and the passion, but there you have it. Okay, so then on Tuesday the 7th, we have a new moon in Taurus. This is at 18 degrees if you know your chart. It's definitely going to impact the fixed signs the most. So this pretty Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, but it's going to impact somewhere in all of our charts. And in Taurus, this is opening up a new opportunity or allowing us to take our current situations forward into those next chapters. And we get 2 weeks of cosmic boost with this. And the focus is on Taurian themes. So this can be about the things we value, how we are being valued in situations, how our values are aligning with others, launch forward, take the next step. It can also be about opportunities to make money. It can be about purchases and what you're doing about that, any products that you're interested in or developing, pleasures, anything you're doing with your possessions. Maybe you're taking them out of the storage unit or doing a yard sale or moving or rearranging your furniture. I don't know what you're doing with your possessions, but it's all about the new and the fresh there. This does not kick in until 11:22 p.m. Eastern, 8:22 p.m. Pacific. So, you know, you're going to get it if you're up later on Tuesday night, but definitely going into Wednesday and then the rest of the week and the week that follows, you know, we have this forward momentum. And so you do want to be proactive about it. And then finally, between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, so several days there, we are going to have Jupiter going across the fixed star Algol. And so this is going to take bigger the energy of Algol, and Algol is not the best star in the zodiac. So we just want to be extra cautious during those days between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th. The ancients called it the piling up of bodies. They called it the devil star. It's associated with issues that happen around the throat. So you want to be careful, you know, with your bites of food that you don't choke, or you're not wearing a scarf that could get caught on something and you might choke, being strangled, being hung, What else? Well, I won't say the other one, but you get the idea. You know, you want to be protective of your neck and the inside of your neck, your throat, and to, you know, a little bit different degree with that. Perhaps maybe careful with your choice of words. They're not really ruled by this, but, you know, they do come out your throat. So I would just say be careful with that. On the positive, the film industry is associated with this big star. This was the head of the Medusa that Perseus cut off. And so, you know, the film industry uses that to their advantage where if you looked at this head of Medusa, you know, or looked at Medusa, she was going to freeze you in place, right? And then, you know, that wasn't good for you. But in the film industry, you're just kind of frozen in place watching these characters on celluloid or in digital. And so you're a little bit more protected from it. So it benefits the film industry. There may be some kind of big event tied to a major film or director or Hollywood itself or an actor that we're going to hear about during these days that could be good or bad, but will be big. Jupiter rules the media, legal matters, travel and foreign affairs, education, contracts, religion and politics, you know, so we could see something coming up around those themes at that point that is, keep it in the back of your mind. Don't, you know, obviously this happens once every 12 years for about a week, and we just want to be extra careful. All right, so that's our overview. So for signs, Aries, definitely it's your game Friday and Saturday. It's all about how you want to show up and go for what you want. You got the edge. You got the passion. You might have that fighting spirit. You're definitely going to be motivated, and there's opportunity to empower, make changes, transform, do things that are Pluto-themed around your friends or with your associates or groups or at gatherings or online or around astrology or charities or your own aspirations and original projects. The new moon on Tuesday is going to open up 2 weeks of your best boost forward if you're trying to earn money or land some kind of money-making opportunity, or if you are wanting to make a purchase or focus on your possessions or products and what you're doing with them. Definitely a time where new things can come along, or you can launch forward with the things you already have going and just kind of take them to the new chapter or new direction. And then be aware that Wednesday the 8th through the following Tuesday the 13th, Jupiter conjunct Algol could mean that you need to be a little bit more cautious with your money, your possessions. You know, you don't want to choke on something or lose something to some kind of situation. If you're making purchases, I would definitely keep receipts, warranties, any of that kind of thing during that time, and just be cautious, okay? For Taurus, Mars and Pluto being so active Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, this really helps you get a lot going on behind closed doors, behind the scenes in development. You might be fired up artistically, romantically, or spiritually, or you might be really just working on efforts that others aren't quite seeing yet. There could be something going on with research. There could be something going on with institutions. This opens up the potential for you to reach goals, transform things, evolve things. If you need to connect with a higher-up individual, it can help with that as well. So definitely be proactive about that. Then on Tuesday, the 7th, that new moon is in your sign, Taurus. So this is all about you. And again, starts late at night on Tuesday the 7th, but you're going to have 2 weeks that really help you gather steam around your interests, what's going on with your body, your image, brand, name, title, identity, anything that you want, you know, just kind of showing up and trying to go for it. Definitely establishing the next chapter with how you're being valued in the world. And, you know, just making it about things that could be good for you or new for you established in these next 2 weeks. And then Taurus, of course, you need to be extra cautious like everybody else between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th when Jupiter will conjunct Algol. Now, this is maybe an opportunity coming up for you personally. Maybe there's a film that you're going to be involved in, or maybe this has something to do with, you know, travel or relocation or legal contracts, education, media marketing, ceremonies, religion, politics. You just have to be aware that there is that kind of risk to the next road area for you during these days. Be extra, you know, protective of that. For Gemini, the Mars-Pluto alignment over Friday, Saturday, the 3rd, 4th, definitely going to get you more social. I know the Geminis just hate that, right? So more time with friends or groups or associates or what you're doing online, or maybe Gemini is pursuing with a lot of passion some kind of original project or a personal aspiration of theirs. Powerful going on with media or marketing or travel or education or law or ceremonies, religion, politics, you know. So maybe there's a big wedding you're going to of a friend, or your friends are coming to your wedding. That would be an example. I know that's maybe not the best broad example, but you get the idea. So there's a lot of potential to, you know, have powerful experiences Friday, Saturday through this. On Tuesday, the 7th, the new moon kicks in. Gemini, this is in your 12th house. So you're going to have 2 weeks of cosmic boost behind starting new opportunities, or taking what you're already doing and moving it forward with a little bit more momentum. So this could be about a romance for you. This could be about anything with art, film, music, poetry, painting, anything muse related. It could be new opportunities in your spiritual life. There could be psychic or magical things kicking in. There could be new opportunities involving institutions or research and development. Or Gemini, if you're trying to kick a bad habit or addiction or bust a secret, this two-week period can help you do that as well. Now, you do, as with all signs, want to be a little extra cautious between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th when Jupiter will be sitting on Algol. For Gemini, this could mean there could be something that goes big but has a risk associated with it. Sorry, I can't speak all of a sudden. And for you, this would have to do with something going on behind the scenes, secretive, addictive, or something with, you know, the artistic, romantic, spiritual, or institutional situation. You know, just tiptoe in, I suppose, and be careful. All right, so for Cancer, Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Mars and Pluto are active together. This can rev things up and get you very busy doing something about a goal of yours. If you want to make it professional, it could be on the career front, personal, any kind of major goal you have. Or if you're trying to move something forward with a boss, a parent, judge, director, teacher, producer, mentor, someone in a higher up position, then that as well could be in flow. And there's doors open here to going deeper, purging things, making changes, evolving the story. Anything in the financial, sexual, or third-party realm tied to this could also be seeing movement now. The new moon on Tuesday the 7th for Cancer is opening up 2 weeks of forward momentum, where you guys can start something brand new or take what you're already involved in and move it into some new chapter or direction. And this has to do with a personal aspiration of yours or an original project, or it has to do with what's going on with friends or associates or groups, anything with the internet, astrology or charities, anything with causes or freedoms. You know, it's go time. You got this. And so as with every sign, then we also have to be a little careful between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th as Jupiter sits Algo in that same territory. So this could bring some kind of really big bit of danger or risk involved in something there. You want to protect your neck and throat as it pertains to whatever it is you're going through with these scenarios. And that's it. All right. So for Leo. Leo, Saturday the 3rd and 4th brings Mars and Pluto together with opportunity to get something done, something changed, something purged, something evolved. You know, so you are putting the action behind media interests, educational pursuits, legal contracts, travel, distant situations, ceremonies, religion, politics. And the potential here is that it connects you with something that is in flow with a partner, a client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the advocate, or other significant person. So a lot going on there over those 2 days. And then on Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon in Taurus. Leo, this is in your midheaven, so 2 weeks of cosmic boost helping you guys start something new or take what you're already doing and move it into that new direction or chapter, and has to do with your personal life goals or your career or status or fame or something happening with a higher up individual. So you do have that edge, that potential to make something happen here. You just want to be cautious, as with all signs, from Wednesday the 8th through Tuesday the 13th. So for part of this new moon, there is that Jupiter conjunct Algol in the same territory. And so something could be going big that is a little bit more risky or dangerous. Protect your neck or throat. Or if you're doing something in the film industry, maybe this will be a positive for you. All right. So for Virgo, Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, we have Mars and Pluto dancing up a storm there. And they're working together to go deeper, purge some things, transform some things, empower, and take action on it, right? So Virgo, the activity is what you're doing either in a financial, sexual, divorce, or third-party story. And the potential to empower and make the changes or evolve this story has to do with the work or the health or the animals in that story, or what's going on with a coworker, the hired help, or any third party situations or any paperwork. So make the most of that. And by Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon in Taurus. So for Virgo, this is going to give you the ability to start some new things, or to take what you're already doing and move that forward in some new chapter or direction over the next 2 weeks. So this is all going to be about, for Virgo, travel or distant situations, anything with higher education, whether you're teaching or learning or getting certified, anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything legal, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you have the edge and the potential to make things happen in these areas over the next 2 weeks. You just want to be cautious between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, when Jupiter and Algol will get together. This can take something bigger there that could be risky or dangerous, having to do with your neck or throat, or taking something bigger tied to film in some way in your life. All right, so for Libra, Mars and Pluto are sextiling Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th. This brings opportunity to the action that you are taking or that you're seeing happening with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, or other important relationships. And it helps to transform, evolve, purge, empower what's happening with these creative projects, recreational pursuits, your love life or a lover or children in the story. Then by Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon for Libra. This is in your 8th house. So you're getting 2 weeks of cosmic boost. This can definitely help you start some new things. It can help you take your current situations forward. So you really want to look at what you want to proactively do about a loan, a debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the child support, a partner's money, or any other outside financial resources, and or what you want to do about a sexual attraction or your sex life in general, or your reproductive needs, or what's happening with a divorce or mortality around you, or anything with third-party stories you might be involved in. So again, launching forward, starting new things there, 2 weeks of momentum. You just want to be cautious between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, when Jupiter and Algol will meet in that same territory. So there could be something going big that is risky or dangerous. You want to protect your throat or neck. and or there could be something going big tied to film in that story in your life. All right, so for Scorpio, Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, a lot of action here, a lot of passion. Scorpio, this is getting you very busy with work or health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, opening up opportunities to purge, make changes, evolve, transform when it comes to what's happening at home with family, with your parents, your roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals in the story. And then on, we have that new moon. It's going to get underway and give you 2 weeks of boost forward. This period is really powerful if you are trying to start new relationships, start new interests in current relationships, or take your current relationships forward in some new chapter or direction. So when I say relationship, Scorpio, this can be about a romantic partnership. You might have a new one or do new things with the current one. It could be about business partnership that's forming or moving forward during this time. It could be new opportunities with clients or your audience. It could be new things getting underway with agents or attorneys or specialists or experts or advocates. So look at what the potential is and dive into that. And then just be aware, between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, Jupiter conjunct Algol there. You want to be, there could be risk or danger there around one of these people with the neck or the throat, the choking. So be careful if you're with them and you're watching what they're eating or what they're doing in that way. On the other hand, there could be a really major opportunity coming through one of these people for you involving film. All right, for Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, this is all about Mars and Pluto just firing things up. Sag, it's all about getting your juices flowing in a creative outlet or recreationally or with your lover or in the pursuit of true love or with the kids. And there's this potential to have deep, profound conversations, to have very powerful offers or meetings take place around these themes, or to make decisions, you know, so purging and empowering and transforming. It's just that's where you're at Friday, Saturday in those scenarios. Now, by Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon kicking in. And for Sag, this is in your zone of work and health. So you could start new work projects. You could get a new job. You could start a new health regime that really takes you there, or get better health advice from a professional. This is also brand new beginnings or new chapters with your animals. If you're thinking about adopting a pet over the next 2 weeks or starting to take your dog to a new park or whatever, this could be about new opportunities with coworkers or hired help if there's somebody you've been thinking about bringing on board in some way. And this can also give you momentum behind paperwork, cleaning, or organizing. So in all those realms, you have 2 weeks to start something new or take what you're doing and move the ball forward. You do want to be aware that between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, Jupiter conjuncts Algol in the same territory. So there could be some kind of danger or risk tied to choking or the neck in some way. So you want to be careful with that. At the same time, there could be something big opening up in film for you if that's something you're involved in. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Mars and Pluto are firing you up, babe. Cap, you know, this is about a lot going on that you're pursuing, you're passionate about, making things happen at your home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and it opens up powerful opportunities to make money or to purge and do things with your possessions or purchases or products in that story, financial resources or a sexual attraction or third-party interest that help evolve that story forward for you over those 2 days. On Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon. This opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum for you. Capricorn, this gives you the potential to start something brand new or to take what you're already involved in and really open that up and move it into a new chapter or new direction. So for you, Capricorn, it's about your love life or a lover. It's about your kids. It's about anything creative that you might want to pursue now or anything recreational. So it's definitely a joyful place for you to get this nice boost over the next couple weeks. Just be aware, as with all signs, between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, you have to be a little more careful around something that is going really big that might need some protection around the neck or throat, or that is involving something with film going big in those areas. All right, so for Aquarius, Friday, Saturday, Mars is firing you up, Aquarius. So either you guys are in a lot more passionate, motivated talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers, or you're out there, you know, hitting the pavement, you're doing stuff locally, you're driving here and there, you're hopping here and there. Maybe you're jetting out and taking some short trips. And in all of this, this links very powerfully to you directly, Aquarius. So empowering you, helping you transform yourself in some way or get into the story in a way that makes you feel like things are evolving for you. So definitely very active. Then by Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon. And so this opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum for you. And this is about what can now happen at home or with moves, renovations, real estate deals, or with family, parents, or roommates. So 2 weeks to start some new things there, or to take what you're involved in and move them forward. Just be aware that between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, we do have a little bit of risky danger energy that could pop up there, that could go big. You want to protect the neck and the throat. And if you are trying to film something around one of these arenas, this could be a beneficial energy for you. All right, so for Pisces, Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Mars is going to fire you up to make money, or maybe you're going to be very passionate about a gift you are giving or receiving, or maybe there is something that you're doing with your possessions, your purchases, your products that just has you super busy and driven to make things happen there. And both days there's this opportunity in the mix to really kind of purge some things, evolve some things, make changes, transform behind the scenes with any research or development, with anything with institutions or anything with anything, well, anything with anything. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Artistic, romantic, or spiritual in the story. So plan on being busy there. Then on Tuesday the 7th, we have the new moon kicking in the evening. It's going to give you 2 solid weeks of forward momentum. This can help you start something brand new, Pisces, or it can help you take current situations forward in new chapters or new directions. So for you, this really gives you that boost with your communications, getting you into talks or interviews or auditions or meetings, helping you pitch ideas, make decisions, get into sales. Your sales could definitely get a boost during this time. Did I say writing? You're writing if I didn't. Also, in the more physical realm, this could be opening up new opportunities with a brother, a sister, or a neighbor, with a move, with short trips or local activities, or with vehicles or electronics and what you're doing with them over these next couple weeks. Now, just be aware that between Wednesday the 8th and Tuesday the 13th, we have that fixed star activation where there could be something that goes really big here that you want to be careful on the danger risky side, protect your throat and neck during those days. But on the you know, and for each sign, it's where I'm saying this is playing out. So Pisces, this could be, you know, in your neighborhood or in your vehicle or in that meeting or, you know what I mean? So just be a little more cautious with that. And then on the positive, maybe this is going to bring some kind of big opportunity. Maybe you're going to get an offer or a promising meeting that has to do with film in some way. So that's it, guys. Over these next few months, because my schedule just got so insane, this is going to stand for the weekly horoscopes. I am not going to also be writing them out. So you can come here and listen to what's happening with your sign for the week ahead. And then, like I said at the start of the show, I will be still writing a daily. So every day you can check in and see what the main thrust of the energy is for that day. So I hope you guys can bear with me through that. It's just, I don't have enough hours in the day right now, and in these months ahead, it's just going to be crazy. So that's it. If you guys are trying to read the daily, it's at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. And I'm also like on most of the social media sites every morning. If you are trying to ask me a question about something or book a reading, probably the fastest way is through facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one, and I will see you then. Bye-bye.